What is up, my inbox besties, besties, and welcome to Double Dog Dare Mondays, where I double dog dare you to do something to help grow your business, your list, your mindset, your bank account, all of that juicy goodness. And today's Double Dog Dare, guys, is to have a weekly meeting with yourself. Now, if you're like me and you're a big fan of alliteration, then you can have the My Morning Monday meetings with yourself. And I even go further with this alliteration because I actually have two meetings with myself on Mondays. I have one that I call the muscle meeting, and that's when I go to the gym. So usually I'm like, oh, I'll wake up at 5 and I'll go like before everyone gets up. But I'm like, nah, son, like actually working out and having great physical fitness is a huge part of my day, especially because I've been getting sick so much lately from my kids going to school that I'm like, I need to actually prioritize this. And I try to be like a super early morning person, but it just doesn't stick for longer than 3 weeks. So I'm like, screw this. I'm going to go every Monday to the gym, and I don't care if I go no other days ever throughout the rest of the week. Monday mornings is a muscle meeting with myself. And then afterwards, I treat myself to a very lovely latte because I love those a lot, and I work on my mindset meeting. So this, like, the way that it first sort of started out was like, okay, so like this week I need to get done A, B, C, and D. And like, yeah, like I kind of like do that to like plan a little bit just to kind of get that out of my head. But really, we're this mindset meeting, if you will, on Mondays, but this can be any day of the week that you're listening to us, guys. And so I just ask myself, what do I desire and what do I want to call into my life? It's not like, what do I want to have happen in the next 3 months or this week or any of that sort of stuff. It's literally just broad and open. And the first thing about it was just all about like my body and embracing health and vitality and energy. So like I literally wrote out what like my best body and health and feeling was. And at first I was still censoring myself. I'm like, oh, does this seem like stereotypical? And then I was like, you know what? I don't need to like worry about sounding shallow if that's what I want and that's what I think will support my business. Like, there is nothing wrong with me wanting to have really strong arms. Yes, they look nice, aesthetically pleasing, and that's amazing, but they can also do things for me. Like, if I feel better, I will do better, and I'll show up better for my community. So it's like, it can be about vanity, and there's nothing wrong with it being about vanity, but it can also be about the internals too, and I don't feel like they need to be mutually exclusive. So that's really what I was working through this morning. And the other half was about my business. And I really have had a hard time, and I still hate this term, especially when it comes to copywriting, of like going to the next level or like up-leveling yourself. I just think that that's a load of crap. And I was like, why do I feel like such an adverse reaction to it? And like, well, first of all, I think it sounds cheesy. But then like when I got down to it, besides the fact that phrase just sounds super cheesy, it was that if I had to like up-level myself, then that would mean that there's something wrong with me now. And I really like myself now. But the thing is that I like learning and I like being curious and I like seeing what I'm capable of. And so like for me this morning, it's like come to Jesus moment. Not that I'm very like traditionally religious and all, but it was just like, holy crap, like I can be both. Like I am perfect just the way I am in this version of me and the next version and the next version and the next version. I mean, like, if I'm thinking back, I'm like, there's always been iterations of myself. Like the Kate before kids, the Kate before college, the Kate before high school, the Kate before. And it's like, I was always Kate throughout this whole entire thing. And I don't want to feel bad about any of those Kates. And I feel like I am literally a stepping stone onto myself. And because I was brave, because I was curious, because I realized that it was safe and honestly encouraged to evolve and to change, that there's nothing wrong with this. That like, there is nothing wrong with the Kate who makes as much money as she does right now, who is in this family situation that she's in right now. I am thankful for her. She is awesome. She's amazing. She's complete in this particular version of herself, and it is perfectly safe and normal and natural. And just, you have to want to evolve, because if you're not, then you're deteriorating. And I'm not about that life. Like, I'm not. And so I just really had one of those like moments, and it was all just from starting one sentence. What do I desire to bring into my life? And then why do I feel like I can't have it? Or what bad things do I think are actually going to happen? So I'm going to encourage you guys today to not only do like some deep meta mindset stuff, because I really do feel like this has sort of been the missing piece for myself and my whole community. Don't worry, we're still going to talk about email marketing stuff, because learning to be able to express yourself, it matters. But you need to start setting these meetings with yourself. So even if you're not a CEO now, even if you have no staff, maybe for you, it's just like, you know what? Wednesdays is the day that I have a meeting with myself. I work out on Wednesday and I go and I have a coffee. I don't care if it's $5. I don't care if it's a 99 cent one from Cumberland Farms, but you go somewhere out of your normal element if you can and you get it done. Now, I understand if you're like a mom and you've got kids and all that sort of stuff, then you are done and gonna dedicate Wednesday's nap to actually sitting down with a cup of coffee. Maybe you use the expensive teas that you don't normally bust out and make it a meeting with yourself. What do you want? Where directions are you going? All of that greatness, okay? And that is it for your Double Dog Dare. Go ahead, as always, tag me over on Instagram, Kate_Doster, and let me know what day and how your morning meeting went with yourself.